In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. Are you one who hungers for the glory of God? Are you one that wants to go deeper into his holy presence? Oh, in Hebrew, the glory of God is the Kabod Yahweh. The Kabod Yahweh, it's the heavy presence of God. The Kabod Yahweh. Well, on November 8th through the 11th, we're having Days of Glory, Days of Kabod Yahweh. And the scripture promises that all the earth shall be filled with the glory of God, Numbers 14:21. So between the 8th and the 11th, we are having Days of Glory. And it's going to be held at the Crown Plaza Holiday Inn. Crown Plaza Holiday Inn. And their telephone number is 781-935-8760. 781-935-8760. You know, the glory of God means so much to me because in my conversion, I saw the glory of God. I saw the heavy presence of God. God opened my eyes to what was around those wildflowers, and it was the glory of God. It was his holy, awesome presence. Glory has always meant so much to me, you know, the word glory. Glory, the Kabod Yahweh, the heavy presence of God. It was the beginning of my conversion when the glory of God was on those wildflowers before the Blessed Sacrament and then started to fill me up like a river, the glory of God. We need the glory of God. We need the awesome presence of God. We need God to give us himself, himself as he is. We need that as people who live in a world that does not know God and even live in churches that do not acknowledge Jesus as the Lord. You know, there are so many churches that do not acknowledge Jesus as the Lord, do not acknowledge Jesus as the Christ, as the Son of the living God, as the one who went to the cross out of love for us. There are so many churches that do not really believe. You know, I'm talking about all the churches. You know, I'm not talking about one denomination. I'm talking about all the churches. How many churches just see Jesus as a nice man, as a good man, as a teacher? Well, Jesus is more than a teacher. Jesus is the Savior of the world. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. God did not send his Holy Son to condemn the world, but to save the world. And this is the condemnation, that light, Jesus, has come into the world, and men have preferred darkness over the light. This is condemnation, not that God condemns us, but that Jesus, the light of the world, came into the world, and men preferred the darkness. They rejected Jesus. Well, between November 8th and 11th, at the Crown Plaza Holiday Inn in Woburn, Mass., we are having Days of Glory. And the telephone number of the hotel for you to get rooms that are on sale now, asked for the special rate, 781-935-8760, 781-935-8760, 781-935-8760. We need the glory of God. We need the presence of God. We need the awesome Kabod Yahweh. We do need that. I'm looking today at Mark 10, verse 46. This is interesting because Jesus goes into Jericho and out of Jericho just as fast as he goes in. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho, with his disciples, there was a great number of people. Wherever Jesus was, there's going to be a great number of people. Why? The needy come to Jesus. The needy come to Jesus. And it's still that way. I received an email just the other day that the woman said that her daughter was going the wrong way. And I just wrote a couple of lines, Jesus, this daughter belongs to you. And things have changed. They just think, imagine, changed in 24 hours from going to the with the wrong people, and now she's with the right people. Now she's with Jesus. It's amazing. It's amazing. On Saturday, the glory of God came upon a woman that was told that we have healing services on Saturday evening. And, you know, I just knew that the Kabod Yahweh was on her. Just by the way she closed her eyes, I said, please don't move. You know, I was praying with other people, and I continued to pray with her. I said, please don't move. She had cancer, and it had reoccurred, I believe, in her breast. I said, please don't move. Just stay here as long as you need to stay here. He says, I know that that glory heals people. I know that the Kabod Yahweh heals people. I know that the presence of God heals people. Why were there all these people on the road out of Jericho? Because they heard that Jesus was in town. They heard that Jesus Christ was in town. Jesus Messiah was in town. And one of the people was blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus. Now, I want you to know something. This is very interesting. His name is Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus. I want you to know a couple of things. First of all, this guy is blind, and he is Bartimaeus. He doesn't even have a name. Well, I'll prove it to you. Simon was Peter. Bar-Jonah, Simon, the son of Jonah. Bar-Jonah. They didn't call him Bar-Jonah. They called him Simon Bar-Jonah. Okay, they thought Joseph was his father. It was Yeshua Bar-Joseph. Jesus, the son of Joseph. It was James and John bar Mr. Zebedee. You understand what I'm saying? Bartimaeus was blind, and he wasn't even considered to have a name. He was just called the son of Timaeus, the son of Timothy. That's all he was called. Never given a name. That's a pathetic thing. How pathetic can it be that a man has no name? They didn't call Simon Bar-Jonah. Bar-Jonah, come here. No, it was Simon Bar-Jonah, come here. It was Yeshua Bar-Joseph, come here. It was Bartimaeus, no name. He is the son of Timaeus, and he sat by the wayside, begging. Well, that's what he does for work. You know, how is he going to support himself? He needs to go begging. He can't go to work. This is before schools for the blind like Perkins opened up. You know, this is a man that the only way that he can exist is beg. And when Bartimaeus heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Why are you hollering? Because he's blind. He doesn't know what Jesus is. He just hears he's passing by. He's blind. The only way he's going to get the attention of Jesus is by hollering, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. He showed him that he believed that he was Messiah, son of David, the one who would come that would be Messiah, the anointed one. He's hollering for Jesus to notice him. And many charged Bartimaeus that he should hold his peace. In other words, many charged him just to shut up. Shut up, you blind man. Just shut up. But he cried the more a great deal, Son of David, have pity, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still. Oh my, Jesus stood still. And he commanded Bartimaeus to be called.
And they called the blind man, saying unto him, Don't be afraid. Rise. He's calling you. Jesus calling the blind man. The blind man who doesn't even have a name. I want to tell you, you might feel today that you don't even have a name, but Jesus called you by name. God called you by name. He doesn't call you by a number. He doesn't call me by my social security number. He calls me by name. He calls me Tommy. That's what he calls me. He calls you by name. He doesn't call you by number. Doesn't call you by occupation, like priest, come to me. No, he called me by name. And he called Bartimaeus by name. And the people changed their mind. Be of good cheer. Rise, he is calling you. And he, casting away his garments, rose and came to Jesus. Anything that gets in the way of Jesus, throw it away. Cast it away. No matter what gets in the way of Jesus, sin, pleasure, relationships, throw it away. If it gets in the way of Jesus, cast it away. And run to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, What do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do for you? Oh, I know the answer. I know the answer for me. The answer for me is I want to experience the glory of God. I want to experience the presence of God. I want to experience so much presence that the name depression never enters again into my life. Oh, Jesus, I want to experience the Kabod Yahweh again, that glory of God, that presence of God, that unction that comes from the Holy Ghost. Oh, that's what I want. And Jesus asks you, what should I do for you? What do you want me to do for you? Like, you gotta tell him. You gotta tell him. What do you want Jesus to do for you? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I may receive my sight. He just came right to it. He knew what he wanted. He knew what he wanted. He was tired of begging. Lord, that I may receive my sight. That's what he wanted. I want to see again. Or rather, again, I want to see for the first time. Imagine, what do you want me to do for you? Jesus is asking. And you know, you can answer the question. You can answer the question, what do you want me to do for you? And Jesus said unto Bartimaeus, Go your way. Your faith hath made you whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus up the way. Oh, up the way. Where's Jesus off to? He's off to Jerusalem to die. Oh, Bartimaeus was transformed. He received more than the sight that he lost or the sight that he never had. He starts to follow Jesus up the road to Jerusalem. I wonder if he was one of the people under the cross that wept because Jesus was dying. I wonder if he was there just at a distance now that he could see. And what does he see? He sees a man that's filled with blood, that's filled with flies, that's nailed to a cross. Oh, Bartimaeus, what did you see if you were there? Tell us what you saw. Tell us what you saw, Bartimaeus, because you followed Jesus up the road. You followed Jesus up the road to Jerusalem, because the next thing that happens in Mark's gospel is that they came near to Jerusalem unto Bethage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives. He sent forth two of his disciples and said, Go your way into the village and ask, you will find a colt that a man never sat on. Loose him and bring him to me. In other words, this is the triumphant entry into Jerusalem. Bartimaeus followed Jesus all the way. I'm telling you, my friends, Jesus wants us to follow him in his crucifixion. Jesus wants us to follow him in his death. Jesus wants to follow him in his burial. And Jesus wants us to follow him in his resurrection. Oh, Bartimaeus was changed that day. He received more than his sight. He started to follow Jesus, and he followed Jesus up to Jerusalem. There's only one way to get to Jerusalem. It's on Mount Zion. You have to go up to Jerusalem. There's no other way to get to Jerusalem but going up to Jerusalem. I'm looking now at Luke 19. Luke 19. And it's another story. And he passed through Jericho. Look, this is what he's always doing. Jesus doesn't stay in Jericho, just passes through. Now, Jericho is a lush garden. It was watered by seven, and still is, seven springs. And it was a place of wonderful fruit and wonderful vegetables and wonderful, wonderful crops, tomatoes and everything. It still is. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus. He was the chief among tax collectors, and he was rich. Zacchaeus, my Lord, this is crazy. Zacchaeus, tax collector, a Jew that worked for Rome and buttered his own hands with money, a Jew who collected taxes for the enemy, for Rome. Zacchaeus, we're going to find out about this Zacchaeus. He sought to see Jesus and who Jesus was, but he could not for the press of the crowd, and he was too short. He was too little of stature. Everybody's in his way. He cannot see Jesus. Everybody's in his way. He's a short man. He's been ridiculed because of his height, and he joined the forces of Rome. He joined the forces of Rome. He started collecting taxes for Rome. But he sought to see Jesus, who Jesus was, but he could not for the press of the crowd, and because he was too short. And he ran before and climbed up a sycamore tree to see Jesus. You know, my gosh, you know, he's just going to do anything that he can to see Jesus. I remember when going to Catherine Kuhlman services that we would get there at 3 o'clock in the morning and that we would be praising God until 8 o'clock when the doors open. I remember when we used to go at 3 o'clock in the morning before the sun came up, praising God, loving Jesus, waiting for the woman of God to come into the first Presbyterian Church in Pittsburgh, Massachusetts. I wasn't a priest then, but I remember how we went and went out of our way because we wanted to get in. We wanted to see the miracles. We wanted to behold the woman of God who preached like an angel. Oh, yes, I remember. And this Zacchaeus climbs a sycamore tree. Oh, yes, he goes out of his way. He wants to see Jesus because he's too short. He can't see Jesus. So what does he do? He climbs a sycamore tree. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I am going to abide at your house. Jesus knows him by name. He doesn't call him by a number. He doesn't say, you tax collector, you rotten man. No, no, no. Jesus says, Zacchaeus, come down from the tree. Come down. I'm ready to have dinner with you. And oh my gosh, the Pharisees are saying he's going to have dinner with the tax collector, with the traitor, with the sinner. Oh yes, they all, the minds were working. They all knew who Zacchaeus was. He was the publican. He was the tax collector. And Jesus is going to have dinner with this tax collector. And Zacchaeus, and when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was going to be a guest with the man who was a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood his ground and said unto the Lord Jesus, behold, Lord, that half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore it fourfold. In other words, I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I've taken anything from anyone, I give him four times as much. And Jesus said unto him, today salvation has come to this house, For he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and save that which was lost. Oh, yes, the Son of Man has come to seek and save that which was lost. And he knew that Zacchaeus was lost. He knew that he was lost, but he's not going to be lost very long because Jesus is going to his house, and Jesus is going to save him, and Jesus is going to give him what he needs. You know, I remember the rich young man coming to Jesus, and he says, oh, I've done all the commandments. I've honored my mother and father. I've never stolen. I don't bear false witness. I honor the Sabbath. And Jesus looked at him with love in Mark's gospel, the rich young man, and said, with love, go sell all your goods and give it to the poor, and then follow me. And the man left because he was rich. My friends, Jesus doesn't ask Zacchaeus to give all his goods up, because Zacchaeus' heart is not with his money. Zacchaeus' heart is with Jesus now. I give half of what I make away. And if I've defrauded anyone, I give them four times as much. You see, Jesus didn't say to Zacchaeus, go and sell all your goods and give it to the poor. He didn't need to, because Zacchaeus' heart was with Jesus and not with his money. He wasn't tied up with his money. He wasn't tied up with his goods. He wasn't tied up. So today I'm asking you, who are you tied up with? What are you tied up with? Are you tied up with fear? Fear is useless. The only thing you need to do is trust Jesus. Oh, he is worthy of your trust. Are you tied up with bills? Well, give more to the poor, and the Lord will give you everything you need. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, running over into the folds of your garment. Yes, Jesus wants to do that for you. Jesus wants to do that for you. But you know what? You've got to trust him. 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 You know, what's holding you back? What's holding you back? Is it some relationship, some sinful relationship? Let me tell you, you're being abused anyway. You're being used as an object. Break with that relationship in the name of Jesus. Jesus is the good shepherd. He wants to take you and hold you on his neck. Oh, yes. Break with that relationship. Break with that relationship. Is it your anger towards someone who's really hurt you? Well, you know what? Bless the people that we're angry with, Lord. Just bless them and give them a good life. Protect them from all evil, and bless them and bless them and bless them and bless them and bless them. And after you bless them that many times, bless them again. Again, I'm inviting you, if you're hungry for the glory of God and want to go deeper into his presence, between November 8th and the 11th, at Crown Plaza Holiday Inn in Woburn, Mass, the 8th to the 11th. I will be there. Maria Vadia will be there. There will be wonderful music ministries. Hallelujah. And we're praying for the glory of God, for the manifestation of his presence, for the Kabod Yahweh. We're praying for that, that God would heal his people. I'll never forget one of these meetings. There was a young guy. The first night that he came on the Thursday, he was dead, honest. Have you ever looked into somebody's eyes and the person that you're looking at was dead, just dead? And I'm thinking of this poor bum. Only God knows what people have done to him. I certainly don't know, but I can tell by his eyes that this guy is not living. He is not living. I'll never forget, by Sunday, those eyes were sparkling. He had let go of a lot of stuff. I don't know what he let go of, to tell you the truth, but he had let go of a lot of stuff, and he was a different person on Sunday. I tell you, he came back the next year, came all the way to Boston, came because he knew the Kabod Yahweh was going to be there, that the glory of God was going to be there, and he came. I'll never forget.
never forget, you know. You look at people, you know, they've gone through a war. You know, the war that's not outside of them, the war that's internal, which is the greatest war that it is. And so many times they lost the war. I tell you today, if you are hungry for the glory of God and you want to grow deeper into His presence through praise and worship, I want to invite you to Days of Glory between November 8th and the 11th. And it's at the Crown Plaza Hotel, Crown Plaza Holiday Inn. And the telephone number is 935-8760, 781-935-8760, 781-935-8760, and ask for the special rate. The website is daysofglory.org, daysofglory.org. I thank you for listening. I'm on every day at this time proclaiming the Word of God. I do need to hear from people, people that listen to me, people that listen to me. And, you know, I don't say, send me this or send me that. You ask the Lord, how much should I send them? Or should I send them anything? And do whatever He tells you to. Our Blessed Mother said to the steward, do whatever Jesus tells you to. If we lived according to those words, do whatever He tells you to, I tell you, things would be much better. Things would be so much better in our life. We wouldn't have bad relationships. We wouldn't be in the trouble that we're in. We wouldn't be addicted. Do whatever He tells you to. It's never too late. It's never too late. It's never too late. Don't believe the lie that it's too late, that you are the impossible case that Jesus cannot help. That's a lie. It's never too late if you want to want to want to want it. Even if you don't want it, do you want to want to want to want it? Tell Him, I want to want to want to want being set free. I want to want to want to want it. In Jesus' name. Listen, I need to hear from you. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. One more time. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.